Good evening and welcome back to another edition of the Carrum Career Club radio show, live from the Lions Den. Myself, Tim Hewlett, and I've got with me one of our young guns and a bloke who filled in for me last week, Jack O'Fry. Welcome, Jackson.
Thanks, Timmy. Good to be here again, mate.
It's good to have you back. We've got my regular co-host, Dave Notman's on a bit of a hiatus at the moment. He's off doing presidential business. He's starting to remind me a bit of Che Guevara, though. I think he's getting a bit too carried away with power, Jackson.
Yes, no, he's enjoying it, Noddy. He's doing a great job down here, so
he's up and
about at the moment.
Anyway, it's good to be back on the radio. And I say good morning, but good morning, good evening, good afternoon, to whatever part of the country or the world you're listening in. Shout out to the Ridgeways. I don't know where they're probably surfing off the coast of West Australia. Something like that, I don't know. But
shout out to Glenn Dobby as well, who'll be listening at the moment.
Actually, yeah, I'll give another. While we're on the subject, shout out to my parents, because they actually said they might listen in tonight, which would be really nice for them to know I had some support. You can have a million listeners, but if your parents aren't listening, well, you may as well give it away.
To Timmy.
Alrighty, we'll kick off the agenda anyway. With a pretty disappointing week last week for the Lions. All four sides got done.
Yeah, it wasn't the Saturday we're looking for, with four losses from four grades, but hopefully we can bounce back this week in all grades. And you know, we set the agenda tonight with a really good training session, good numbers and good vibe, as you would say, Timmy. So
yeah, we love it. We're all about the vibe here at Carrum.
All
about Marbo and the vibe, and
that's it.
Deniston, you know, got a new copier. That's the main thing.
So ones and twos playing Frankston YCW this week. Can't take them lightly. We really got to put the foot down and get back to winning ways, and keep it up with only just two games to go before Christmas. So
no, you're absolutely right. Really, got to make a statement this week. I mean, especially the first. I mean, it's imperative through all grades, bouncing back from a loss. But look, the first, we're not going to beat about the bush. They're really making a serious tilt at finals, or we ought to be, given a close loss in the semi final last year, and really pushing hard to try and make a grand final and possibly win one. So in pursuit of that dream, we've really got to bounce back with a really strong authoritative win this week.
No doubt. Yeah, out here at home at Roy Dahl Reserve against Frankston YCW, who are sitting on the bottom but almost beat us last year. So we've really got to go out there and kick it off, start in the warm-up, and we've got to really set the scene early. So
absolutely. And I think it's one of those things in sport through all levels, right from the professionals down to the amateurs, that you can't, if you don't start your day off with your proper warm-up in a good, you know, having a bit of a laugh, but also making sure that everyone's in the right frame of mind, you really can set you back. And I think it certainly showed in the twos last week, and from what I've been hearing from Sean and yourself and a few other guys involved with the ones, it was a bit similar in the ones.
Yeah, no doubt, and that's really, as you said, got to bounce back with authority and pick up where we left off from the week before that against Seaford. So,
alrighty. Yeah. Well, anyway, enough about last week, because it wasn't one of our final moments, but there was a few positives to take out of it. One positive is I avoided my fourth duck in a row and managed to scrape at 19, so that was pretty special.
Yeah, good work, Timmy.
Big crowd down at Delacombe Park, they really gave me a rousing ovation, and that was great.
Hopefully you can go again this week at Frank Street.
Yeah,
good batting deck down there, off Sky Rides,
small
Sky
ground, Road. So. But, interesting ground, Frank Street. I played there in the fours when I was young, for about 15, and they use it for, they have like dog training there on a Saturday morning, so you're often avoiding a few landmines in the field, and the dogs don't mind digging holes either, so you've got to watch your ankles.
And a few dog turds on the pitch. So
yeah,
anyway, did you want to? We'll move on to this week.
Yeah, we'll move on to this week, and won't dwell on last week. Anyway, the first side: Shawnee Foster, Dan Paulson, Jeremy Graves, Josh Dent, Corey Foster, Matty Donegan, Dylan Noble, Steed, Liam Hewlett, yourself, the pull up king, Zach Dent, and Lockie Dobson.
Lockie Dobson, see you, Shawnee.
That was the first captain, Sean Foster, just giving us a bit of a g'day as he went past.
So, obviously, just one change this week with Paul Chops McGill out with a back injury.
Yeah, look, we don't like Chops being out of the side. He's quite a good fella.
And, Lockie Dobson in. So, just the one change, playing at home this week, 1 p.m. start against YC in a two-day.
And, look, we've already spoken about the importance of bouncing back, but I think, look, it's a... having Lockie back's a great inclusion. I mean, we obviously last week, I think we'll go briefly through the scores. We got a couple of wickets earlier, 2 for 30.
Yeah, 2 for 30. Yeah.
But then they got away, and it was Christides and who's the other fella?
Chris Pertain.
Chris Pertain, who really put us to the sword and put on 100 and, was 120?
Yeah, 120.
And really, look, that was the, when you're only defending 180, you really, it sets you on again. The back foot if yeah. The opposition can put together a partnership like that. So bringing a strike bowler back into the side can
yeah, no doubt.
Provide that difference because it gives you another option. And look, he's excellent in the field too, and with the pretty handy with the bat too, Locke, yeah. So it's a good inclusion.
No, definitely a good inclusion, and no doubt we lacked an extra bowl last week with Josh Dent and Shawnee Foster having to chew through a few overs themselves.
Oh, yeah, so. Look, I mean, Shawnee Foster's had a trundle in the Premier Cricket once, but when the Fossils bowling, I mean, look,
yeah.
We really should have just packed up and gone home. And I hope you're listening, Josh, because let's be honest, you bowl absolute trash, mate. I can't fathom how you got a bowl on the ones, let alone took a wicket. Like, I hope the bloke you got out got about a $100 fine down at Delacombe Park.
Off a full toss, too.
Oh, there you go.
So, anyway, big game for the first 11. We'll move on to the twos who got YC.
Yep.
At Frank Street, isn't
The dog turds and potholes in at Frank Street. The big fella Merv Dicker, I'll say Mitch Dicker, but we call him Merv because he's got a bit of a resemblance to Merv Hughes with the mullet and his little waddle as he runs into bowl. I want to make a quick note. He's taken through the first four games of the season. Has taken 25 wickets. Now that last year he finished second in the seconds competition bowling with. About with the same 20, amount of wickets.
Yeah.
He had about 24 or 25.
And he's already knocked that off.
So, look, yeah. I think he's on. He's got to be commended. Although, I will say that he does bowl himself unchanged from one end. So, look, yeah. If you do bowl often enough, you'll probably get a few wickets along the journey.
Look, no doubt. And you blokes have obviously played a few games where you've lost outright.
Yeah. We only lost one. We almost got beaten outright last week.
A lot of two-innings games.
Yeah. Look, we've been up and down. We've won two. Against good quality sides, but then also been beaten by two good quality sides comprehensively. So it's really important that we bounce back. And I'll go through the side. Mitch Dicker, Jason Cookson, the vice-captain, who has the best buns in the business. Sterlo, Troy Hollingsworth, he's after a little bit of a sort of a lackadaisical period there where he wasn't around the club much, he's back, and he batted quite well last week in both innings.
Good to have him back. Good club.
The Moulton brothers, Rowdy and H. Brett Moulton, who's made... was a 97 against Seaford 2 weeks ago. It was very, very stiff to be out for 97. His brother Hayden, who's an excellent fieldsman, who really provides a lot with the bat and in the field. The Prez, who's absent tonight, Dave Notman back in at number 6. Sean Fisher, who struggles to stay upright. Jared Foster, Dave Falconer, myself, and young Mitch Allen, who's only on debut as a 14-year-old. And it's quite an outstanding achievement for a 14-year-old kid to be playing in the seconds. And having just moved down from Cairns and he sort of integrating himself straight into the club, and he's an excellent young prospect. I'll just go on to say again, he's one of the kids I coach in the junior cricket. So I'm spruiking my talent because I'm producing good quality kids at the moment.
No doubt there, Timmy. Level-headed young kid, good all-rounder, good fielder. Just he'll give a lot to the second 11. And a good game to bring him in. Hopefully the skipper, Mitch Dicker, can... expose him, give him a go, and
well, look, absolutely. I mean, he's shown he's got the attitude with his attitude. Like he's a bit hot headed, but I like that. He hates to lose. He's got a real fierce desire in him to give everything he's got, which is you don't mind that in a sportsman.
Oh, no doubt, and that's a good thing. I mean, give you guys obviously coming off a disappointing loss last week, he can give you a bit, and big game this week for you guys at Frank Street. So hopefully we can. Get a win there and
hopefully
move on to the thirds.
Yeah, move on to the thirds. You've got the Pines at home. Wow, quite an impressive lineup. It's almost Dad's army.
Yeah.
We've got Peter Kirk, the stalwart of the Carrum Career Club and treasurer for the last 50 years. Kevin Bull, Bo Goldsworthy, Benny Kinder, Cam Neal, President's back, he's just told me. Greg Foster, Rory Brown. Drewy Harston, Jack Thompson, Steve Wallace, and Dallas Power. Round of applause as well. I'm seeing on my notes here there's a set of hands next to Dallas Power. Oh, that could be keeping gloves, I'm not sure. But anyway, look, let's give him a round of applause because we do love Dallas. And
good dope. They are. Look, I'll tell you what,
I've never seen a more intense individual, and I wound him up a beauty on Tuesday night. He's a real stickler for doing the little things right, such as having your shirt tucked in and your cap on properly. And I wore an NBA franchise cap on Tuesday night and put it on backwards, and I'll tell you what, he nearly ripped my throat out.
Yeah, Dave Hanna did very funny. The same treatment on Saturday in the 4th 11 with Dave wearing his Melbourne cap backwards.
You just don't do it. Especially Melbourne cap. I mean, look, if you're wearing a Boston Celtics hat,
you'll
story
get
franchise,
yeah.
17 championships, you can do that. But Melbourne, we don't deal in with pissants at, yeah. At Carrum.
No, I do agree with you.
Leave
there,
Melbourne
Jimmy.
Alone.
Can't agree more with that. Fair call. And Dal, a traditionalist with his cricket and gives his all, terrific guy. It's just good to have him there, and he'll give some stability. They've got Pines at home out here on Rodor 2 for a 1:30 start. So,
yeah, so they've got a lot of experience back in the side, so I think their batting lineup's been bolstered. They'll make enough runs to get the job done. Yep. I'd be pretty confident with the players they've got.
Get a win.
And then move on to the forwards, who are playing at Tyabb, at Tyabb Central.
At the back oval.
Those of you who don't, I thought Tyabb Central was a little baseball ground just on Flanks and Flinders Road there.
Well, you might be right there.
Well, look, either way, it's when I say baseball ground, I mean it's got mounds and quite a lot of gravel. So playing cricket on it's a real test of your capabilities, both as a man and as a fieldsman.
So they're playing on a baseball field. Well, yeah.
I made 74 not out last time I played there, just for
good
a quick...
Work, Timmy. Yeah. So whatever does happen, we hope they can get a win. They've named the... A squad of players.
Yeah, named
interchange from.
It is changed from about 15 players. I think, look, in the fours, we've got a lot of old blokes running around. They really should introduce substitutes.
Yeah.
Because you do need, you know, some of the old fellas like Big Burns, he does need to chop out every now and again. He struggles to go the distance.
He does. But good to see they're playing. Yeah. Obviously, for those who don't know, at the start of the year, we were touch and go to field a 4th 11 side. But we've really, you know, rallied and... Now it's booming.
A couple of key inclusions. I'm just looking at the sheet here, and we've got the first two names, C. Jenkins. For those of you who don't know, that's Corey Jenkins and his father, Chris. So two C. Jenkins, and we've got James Tahana.
Yep. Justin Maher.
Justin Maher. That'd be...
Matt Dobby.
Lawson Power. Jack Francis. You're going to have to help me. Z. Taylor.
That's... Zach Taylor, I'm
not
thinking.
Familiar with Zach Taylor, I'm afraid. Sorry to I know you're listening, Zach, so I'm sorry about that, mate, but I've just never met you before. We got Coops.
Coming off three ducks, is it?
Three ducks, and he got fined for that too.
Yep.
Clean out his wallet. Harrison Tobin, little T Rex, is another one of my kids in the 15s. He's got the shortest arms.
Yeah.
In the he literally does it like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. You come down and watch him bowl, it's a thing of beauty because he bowls really well, but how he actually gets the ball from one end to the other, it's phenomenal.
Burnsy's in there, Ed Tapar and Bluey Watkins. So
yeah.
13 players got to fit into an 11. So
I think, look, we should just play 13.
Yeah, why not?
Stuff them.
Subfielders and whatnot, just give everyone a bowl. C1 cricket.
Subfielders can go and get Nick, mate. I'll just play 13, bat 13 blokes.
And have 13 in the field.
Yeah.
And we might get a win there because we'd outnumber the other side. So
yeah, well, it's only cheating if you get caught.
That's it. And we're done with the sides there for the
Look, I think I want to sort of point out, and I'm going to give a bit of a whack to our president, that we do tend to get bogged down in all the talk about sides and cricket and all that. I think we do need a little bit of just general off-topic banter, yep. Jacko.
No doubt, Tim.
A little bit more of it would be good. Just keep the punters at home interested.
Yeah, we are all for that. All for that in this Carrum Cricket Club radio show.
Yeah.
Live from the Lions Den.
And I think, yeah, absolutely. We've got to give a bit of a spruik to our Milo Cricket, who again had I'm going to say record number of kids. I think we've got one of the biggest programs in Victoria at the moment, the Milo Cricket. It's going gangbusters.
I'm not sure of official numbers for the program, but tonight we had 42 with a few kids away. So,
and not only have we had 42 kids, but we've had different. We had 50 last week, and I think a similar number the week prior.
Yep.
But we've had different kids every night.
Kids. So the actual numbers could be 70 to 80. I'm not familiar, but a name that popped down tonight in Damien Wright.
Yes.
Brought his daughter and his son down, which was good to
see. For those of you, you're listening to a cricket show, so if you don't know who Damien Wright is, you really shouldn't. You just turn off your radio now. But he's a former Tasmanian and Victorian fast bowler. Who was quite, look, never made test level, but he was quite a good bowler.
Very good
and
cricketer, right
still
move.
Still plays district first.
Premier. He's currently the assistant coach at the Victorian Bush Rangers and the Melbourne Stars.
There you go, you can obviously play the game a little bit.
He just recently resigned as New Zealand international bowling coach at the end of the international T20.
So he should. I mean, I don't know why you want to be involved with those hacks, to be honest.
Yeah, he, if you do ask him, he will tell you he unearthed Doug Bracewell off his own back.
I don't know if I'd be spruiking that one. I think I'd be keeping that one under wraps.
Yeah, I do agree with you, Timmy, but right move.
Who is Doug Bracewell? I think that's... Look, if I don't know who he is, he's not worth knowing.
Yeah, right move will claim that one. But good to see him down. He's obviously still playing at Casey and coaching and just a terrific bloke. And yeah, just good to have him down here, a big name like that, just around the club,
absolutely,
helping the young kids out.
And I've got a funny feeling that Doug Bracewell, I think his old man John may have bowled a few offies in the 80s when they were wearing beige playing one days.
Yes, he...
The name sounds familiar.
Father, son, New Zealand international cricketer. So anyway, moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
Yep. We're going to head to Timmy's Leaks?
Timmy Leaks. We need Marcus to get us a little soundbite there. We've got a new segment called Timmy Leaks. I've got the room scouted out. There's no, as far as I can tell, there's no CIA agents in the building. Although ASIO have been after me because I've been leaking some pretty big stuff. Anyway, we'll kick off the first one if I get my sheet in front of me here. The man we mentioned before, Damien Wright, could be lining up for Carrum in the T20 against the Seaford Tigers, which we'll go into more detail about later on next Thursday night. And
that is, for anyone listening, absolute massive news.
And
could be probably the biggest name ever to play at
this club.
I'm gonna
whack a big sledge in here. I think it's just been handed to me, another Timmy Leak. The Corey hand has been asked to drop to the seconds. With Damien Wright rumoured to be playing for Carrum in the T20. And another one, this is a shout out to Matt Donegan, one of our favourite sons here. He wanted to know about a good multi to get on for the basketball. So here's the best value multi for the week. Brooklyn over the LA Clippers, Oklahoma City over Boston, and I've lost the last one. So put those into a multi and you might win yourself some money.
Good work there, Timmy. Yeah,
gee whiz. Rumoured that one of their favourite sons down here at Carrum, a local legend, actually has a stand named after him, Chooksy Magooksy, Jason Cookson, may be off to rehab very soon with a very serious caffeine addiction. This isn't a joke, ladies and gentlemen, this is absolutely dead serious, was rumoured to have had 8 no-dos. And for those of you who don't know what no-dos are, they're caffeine tablets that are meant to, if you've had a big night and you're backing out to play cricket the next day, you know, you're might struggling a bit, so you give it, instead of having a Red Bull, you have a little tablet, and he's almost rendered himself deceased. Nearly had a heart attack on the way to the ground the other week, so I think we just make sure everyone gets around Cooko. And I asked him before, and he said, well, I said, you go to rehab, and he said, no.
Bit of a play on there. Good work, Timmy.
Anyway, so that's the Timmy Leaks for this
week. Timmy Leaks.
Now, pushing on.
Good debut audition there.
It wasn't bad, was it? I notice Marcus is getting a little bit worried here. He's just wondering how far off topic are we drifting?
Now we'll move back onto the cricket stuff. Obviously, Timmy, you spoke briefly about the T20, the 2020 Jack Peacock Cup Round 2 against Seaford Tigers next Thursday, November 29. 5 o'clock start here, broadcasting live through Radio Carrum.
Yep, it'll be myself and we'll actually get Dave Falconer will be my co-host for that evening, working the special comments. And look, he's a bit of a carrier. He's a bit of Kerry O'Keefe mixed with Bill Laurie with a bit of Tony Gregg. He's just...
got it all. Richie Benaud snaking it all? No.
Cheer for 22. Yeah, no, he's got a little bit of everything.
I just hope he's got no Michael Slater about him.
Falcon, third mic, please.
Falcon's
on his way
up. If he's got no Michael Slater about him, he's more than welcome to
We're not a big fan of Michael Slater here at Carrum. We think his commentary's bogus, and he just...
It's pretty ordinary. So
if you're playing fourth for New South Wales, you should be playing for Australia. So
moving on from that, as you said, your co-host is Dave Falconer, who's joined us live on the show. Falcon.
Welcome, Dave.
Hi, how are we going?
Good to have you on board, mate. Obviously, speaking about that, we know what importance that game means to the club.
Yeah, for those who aren't aware, which a lot of people listening would be, Seaford Tigers, we've had quite a few defections from Carrum to Seaford Tigers over the last few years, quite a number of key players, including our one's opening batsman and president last year, Dale O'Neill, one of our one's key bowler and bat Corey Hand, who I mentioned before. Club Sorry coach. About your sledge too, Corey, but I had to slip it in there.
And your and club coach.
And
Dave
club
Jones.
Coach, was it been 4 years ago now, David Jones. So, and not to mention a couple of stalwarts of the lower grades in Chief Bound, Glenn Maher, Will Round.
Stuart Mitchell,
Big
Andrew
Smitchy.
Cook.
It's the current second 11.
Yeah, look, basically our entire second 11 decided to pack
Steve
up.
Steve Quarrell.
The so yep. It really is imperative that we, get a big win.
And, yeah, no. Nah,
crush them like ants.
Need a big win and... not sure if this man, he's going to play, but I'll give a shout-out to him in Dill State. I'm not sure what if he's going to get selected. But
I think it was an exam issue. He didn't play in the last one. There was an exam issue.
If Dill would be nice to see him get going, because I have seen him take a liking to Corey Hand's bowling in the nets a few years ago. So.
Yes, absolutely. And I'd just like to grab you in here, Falcon. I don't quite understand. I mean, you've got a university education and you've got exams. So why aren't you playing cricket? Like, why... Dylan Steed, I mean, you know the man. Why on earth is he sacrificing cricket, like on a Thursday night at Carrum Downs, to get a degree?
Oh,
I mean, it's biggest belief, really.
Absolutely ludicrous.
It's called priorities. I think a couple of the senior boys have got to take him off to the side words.
Hayden Moulton pull out of the... Hayden and Brett Moulton, actually, who we mentioned, pulled out of the first and seconds, respectively, last week. Brett had his wisdom teeth out the night before the game. I mean, look, you just sometimes got to harden up and get out there and play.
And he did play. And he did
get out there and battle, though. He didn't give us much. Sorry, Brett. And Hayden, I mean, another exam. I mean, look, it just sometimes you've got to...
And he studying for an exam but happened to spectate the whole 75 overs.
I think if you're spectating, you're able to play.
Oh, no doubt at all. And then we needed a sub the next week and he had a sore hand, but that's a topic for another
day.
It is a topic for another day. Push on.
We've got through the T20. Moving on to the juniors, the future of the club.
Yes, the future of the club. Now, We haven't got much to go on, unfortunately, from the 11 to the 13s, because our man, Johnny Mitchell, hasn't been around for the last couple of... I haven't seen the last couple of nights, so I haven't been able to get my regular news feed about what all the goings on, but from what I understand and seeing them at training, they're going very well.
Going well, which is good to hear.
Big numbers, and for anyone out there who's interested in playing in the under-11s or the under-13s, they're training together as a group, and both boys and girls all welcome. Anyone under the age of 13, and if you're a little bit older than that, you can come play in the 15s with myself and Jason Cookson as the coaches, or even under 17s. There's spots available. Look, any kid out there who's got nothing to do on a Saturday, there's nothing better than rolling the arm over, having a hit, and engaging in a bit of banter on the field, and just making friends. Like, we've had three new kids into the 15s this year, and it's just
it's been good.
It does wonders for kids' confidence when you come down and after a few weeks they start to get an eye run and they just come out of the shell and there's
socialising,
unearth a few rough diamonds.
It's good that we're welcoming kids in and that they are coming down and the future of the club. So
absolutely. Just on the telly here, we've got it's highlights of Adam McPhee, who was recently retired from the Fremantle Dockers. And why the hell is he getting a TV package? Like, that bloke couldn't kick over a jam tin.
Pull up Fox
and
Sports.
And I'm trying to work out how that's a review. It's come off...
We're getting off topic. Push on. We're getting off topic again. But, like, really, Adam McPhee, I mean, you should have given it away 5 years ago, mate.
10 years ago. But anyway, we'll move back on.
Pushing on,
the
boys.
17s this week, coached by second 11 captain Mitch Dicker, away playing at Baxter Park, number 4, against Ted Hill.
Yep. And look,
they're coming off a good win.
Well, yeah, my younger brother, who's stealing all my thunder at the moment, Liam, peeled off a ton in the under-17s against Mount Eliza last week. And young James Snagsy Maxwell.
Snags.
Who, for those of you who don't know, we call him Snags because we have sausages here at a barbecue on a Thursday night after training, and he knocked off about, I think it was 25.
Conservatively.
In the sitting. Yeah. Conservative estimates. Like, it was carnage.
None,
like, we couldn't really...
pay for. That
it was almost
help yourself.
It's a bit like in a war zone when a bomb hits a building, and there's bits everywhere, so you're not quite sure how many people were killed, but I'll tell you what, we found fingers in the barbecue. There was just
general destruction.
People trying to eat. He was eating them out of people's hands. it's just something else.
So, yeah, no, he batted well and bowled well last week.
He did.
But they get the job done.
They've got obviously two away games on the trots, and they coming off a good win. Hopefully they can...
And they've got enough talent in that side to push on to bigger and better things. And if they do the right things during the season, there's no reason why they won't be lurking...
Within finals reach, no doubt.
Yes, exactly right.
So, and your mob, the under-15s?
Under-15s, we had a great win against Somerville out of the main ground at Roydor Reserve.
Always good beating them.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not massive. We're not really big fans of anyone else. Nah. Any other sporting team that is in Australia, Carrum or Richmond or Carlton or the Doggies, Falcon, yeah, we'll
that's
throw you
right
in there.
Get all the dogs.
Oh, everyone else, you can just leave. Yeah. You can't get nicked.
It's all about us and no one else, and if you don't like that, well...
No, turn off your radio. Well, actually, don't, because we do like getting listeners, and I mean...
The more the merrier.
Actually, the switchboards are going off at the moment, the phones. Like,
they're
ringing off the hook.
Break.
We've had to put it on silent because it's just going through.
I think, Jacko, just unplug it, mate.
Yeah, hang on, give us a minute.
We got it, yeah, alrighty.
Yep. Thanks, mate, anyway, thanks.
Yep, go on.
Good work there. Anyway, as we say,
so, for any listeners out there that want to call in, no good.
We won't answer your call. Unless Ridgie wants to ring in, we'll answer Ridgie's call.
All Glen Dobby.
Yeah, the under-15s, we bowled very bold and fielded poorly early. And I think it was no coincidence that at the drinks break, Chuko was out there umpiring and sort of giving a bit of instruction to the kids in the first 20 overs. And some of them were 1 for 70 and really flying. And as soon as we made the switch and I went out there and umpired, things started to turn.
Turn for the
and
good.
And they lost 9 for 50 and we ended up having them all out for 120. And I think that's in no small part to the fact that I was giving excellent instructions to the kids when they're out there. Making
the
right bowling changes. Yep. And as I've stated many times, junior cricket's not about the kids. It's about personal gratification. I'm in this to win a flag. And I'm not about giving people a go. It's just... I'm only having a lend of your listeners. I'd like to have a bit of a joke and a kid around, we had an excellent win, and it was Cam Neal and Harrison Tobin, two of the unheralded stars of our side. Yeah. I mentioned before, Harrison T-Rex, took three wickets, and the big baby Cam Neal, steaming in, had his first two balls, he recorded two bowls. So
lovely.
He ended up with three for, and he was... I'll tell you what, there's nothing more impressive than when the big baby gets on a roll and starts pumping the fist, because... He's about six foot two and he's only 14. So
he really.
I think the kids were that frightened they didn't want to go out there and bat.
He got intimidating.
Recently been suspended from EMC and Lang Warren for eating children.
Yep. And, pretty.
Don't condone that, listeners, either.
He's left Paterson River because they no longer have any students because he's eaten
well. He started moving on to some of the smaller music teachers and they just had to put the foot down.
Easy, Cam, easy.
Look, there's budget cuts and then there's just going a bit too far.
So they handballed him off the MC and the Langy folks who we love dearly down at Lang Warren have copped it just as good.
Good luck to you. Anyway, moving back to our original topic. Falcon, you didn't actually see any of the game, but young Mitchie Allen, who we spoke about before, made his debut in the seconds, made a really good 20. Paddy Nicolick, who's another budding star, backed up his 30 last week and made another 30 opening. And it was their running between the wickets was an absolute... It was just you wouldn't see people in playing good ones cricket running in between the wickets the way they were. It was just sensational and really... showing off all that. It's not about playing the big blazing cover drive or bowling the unplayable ball, but doing the intangibles and all the 1%ers that we talk about that make up really good cricketers, really exhibiting those skills. And I think we had Liam Crowley, who's another one of our new faces. Ronald McDonald, we call him. Yeah. He's got quite a good crop of red hair. Liam. He was enjoying it, and he put on about 20, and I think we got there quite comfortably in the end with about 10 overs to spare. So. It was a very good win.
I'm very pleased with...
Who are you playing this week at home, Timmy?
Look, I'll be honest, I couldn't tell you.
That's great coaching.
In the 15s, we don't bother. Opposition doesn't really concern us. You just tell us where we're playing, and we'll turn up and beat you.
And anyone that comes here knows that they're going to get done, so...
Well, yeah, I mean, look, you may as well just write your name on the team sheet, pack up and go home.
Give us the 12 in the back pocket. But moving on back to a topic.
Yep. We're drifting off. We're like a ship without a rudder without Noddy here.
Can't keep it on, boys.
We're drifting. You've got to lift a bit, Falcon. You're not giving us much over there, mate.
All right, sorry. I'll pull up. I'll get into it.
No, you don't need to pull up. You need to take the handbrake off and let loose.
I think we've covered all cricket topics. Anything else to add at all, boys?
It looks like we're doing a shout-out to our sponsors. Anyway, Neil Collier, who is the father-in-law of the aforementioned Corey Hand, Fine Line Printing, who are our major sponsor. We mention every week, but look, Neil's been an exemplary, not role model, but as an ambassador for our career club. When his son-in-law was playing here, he decided to leave. He stuck on as a major sponsor, which was a massive win for us. And look,
great stuff.
You can't buy people like that. Oh, good people around the club.
Terrific and, what Neil's done. Obviously, Marina Pizza, Freddie.
Oh yeah, we love Freddie.
Freddie looks after us, and Freddie looks after us. We certainly keep him running. So
yeah, I've actually just realised while we're on the subject of Freddie, we'll go back to Omar, who Omar and Freddie are like peas in a pod. But when we're talking about the Milo cricket before, we've got to give a shout out to the helpers. And
great help, yep.
Look, I think I'm not. It's Omar Ack, yourself, by yourself, I mean Jacko, yeah. Dave Notman,
Bill Vincent, Dave Hanna.
Oh, Dave Hanna was it there?
Dave Hanna.
And notable absentee was Nick Graves, who swore, and he was completely sober when he said this, he swore under oath that he was going to be there to help out, and it was MIA today.
And it was a no show. So, anyway, that looked at Milo, the coordinators. We've got a tough job every 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. every Thursday night.
Any parents who are out there who are, thinking you've brought your kids to Milo or you're thinking about coming down, please go up to them, make yourself known, and offer to help out, because, look, they do a wonderful job, and it is quite taxing when you've got to look after 50, young taggers who are all buzzing around. It can be quite difficult, and I think it's just a really... Definitely helps the atmosphere and the vibe.
You can't have too many helpers, so it's terrific. I mean, the way the club's handled it and promoted the Milo cricket this year, it's gone from 12, 15 kids to now 50 to 70. Like, it's just...
Big explosion.
It's grown. And
big splash. That's exactly right, Falcon. And you're not making... Speaking of people making big splashes, you're not making much of a ripple over there, mate. You've got to do more. Be more involved.
So moving back to the sponsors.
A couple of hardball gets.
Moving back to the sponsors, Blue Bar at Patterson Lakes.
Yeah, do a great feed down there, Blue. And I think Matty Donegan and Mitch Dicker have had their romantic dinner for two down there.
I enjoyed it, did they?
Oh, they said it was just exemplary.
Romantic.
First class.
Hocking, Stewart and Chelsea.
Next house from there.
And our recently new sign-on sponsor in My Mortgage Freedom, Megan Fry.
Oh, now, just hang on a second there. Jackson, your last name's Fry, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
So you're all right in saying your stepmother.
Stepmother, that's Megan. Correct.
So we've got a bit of the John Laws going on here at the moment. There's a bit too much plugging of the family business going on at the moment.
So Megan's jumped on board, interest. Which is terrific as a sponsor. You can never really have too many sponsors down here, so it's terrific that she's got on board.
They do a fantastic job down there at My Mortgage Freedom. And look, if anyone is trapped in a house with a bad mortgage, get out and go see Megan.
Help you out.
She'll get the job done.
No doubt, and she'll give you a hand. And a shout out to me old man. I'm not sure. I think he's asleep on the couch, but if you are listening...
Get down here and roll the arm over too, Frenchie.
Been too long, mate.
Yep, get back down. So I think we've covered
all our bases. I don't know how we're going for time, Marcus. Are we
pretty bang
all
on?
Good? We're good? Okay, well, anyway, we've covered all the sponsors. And look, I'm obviously... Oh, absolutely. Next week on Thursday, someone give me a date. 29th of November. We will be broadcasting live the T20 game between Carrum Cricket Club and Seaford Tigers. And unfortunately, Jacko won't be joining me in the commentary box.
Unfortunately, I won't be here.
You're not playing?
No, sorry.
He'll be out in the ground, so I'll be able to tell you what he's doing, but he won't be able to tell him himself.
If we are batting, I'll try and jump up and... give you a few words.
As I say, we've got the Falcons. Yep. He's going to jump in and do a bit of the special comments.
I'll be a bit fresher next time
before,
around. Yeah.
He's quite the package in the commentary box, and we've got the third mic. So anyone is more than welcome to jump in and have their say.
Expert commentary.
Four mics. Well, look, it's almost too much going on. I mean, I'm sensing a bit of Triple M with the Bristle Man, Brian Taylor, Gary Lyon, the Lone Wolf,
JB, and Billy.
I'm definitely sensing similarities here.
Just need an Ash Chewer on the stats, just giving live scores.
We love the Chewman. Love his work. A couple of
Carlton Drafts. Please jump on board.
Carlton Drafts, yes. We'll be doing that live. So that's a 5 p.m. start down here at Roydor Reserve. Obviously a big game. The club will be running a canteen and drinks through the club room canteen.
So, because of liquor licensing laws and all the rest of it, you're not able to take alcohol out of the sports club and onto the field. So... the club will be setting up, a canteen in the rooms where the canteen is for the junior football, so you can buy food and beverages.
It's good that the sports club have allowed us to do that because we'll profit, we'll make money out of it.
Absolutely. And look,
so if you're within the area, I'm pretty sure I'm expecting a pretty good crowd down here next Thursday night. Oh,
don't you worry about that, mate.
There'll be no love lost between the two
that
sides.
Was come down and watch a ripper game of cricket there, boys.
Yep.
Sorry, mate, what was that, Falcon?
Come down and watch a ripper game of cricket.
Absolutely. And come down and introduce yourself and you can jump on the mic with myself and Falcon.
We'll enjoy it.
So, again, a shout-out to Glenn Dobby if you are listening, mate.
Hey.
So, say good day. Young Matt trained well tonight. So,
he did. We've got to get Daniel down here. When he's not cooking palmers
at the cove,
yep. He should be down here playing cricket.
So, I think we've covered all bases tonight, Timmy.
I think that'll wrap it up. I think Marcus has given me the nod, so that'll that'll do us. And, look, guys, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Timmy. Thanks, Falcon.
Good to be here.
Good work.